Hi, my name is Sue Kemp and I lead the nutrition team for the Health Matters Group. And we wanted to collate some useful information for immune support at this time. This information is not about treating any viral infection per se, but rather about supporting our immunity with the aim to being as resilient as possible should we come into contact with the virus or any other bugs. Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that cause a range of illnesses. Common signs of infection include respiratory symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, and breathing difficulties. In more severe cases, infection can cause pneumonia, severe acute respiratory syndrome, kidney failure, and even death. COVID-19 is the most recently identified disease caused by the SARS-CoV-2 form of the coronavirus. As has been stated in the media, most individuals infected with the virus may only experience mild symptoms and will make a full recovery. Individuals with a robust immune system are much more likely to experience these milder symptoms and recover more quickly, and therefore interventions which help to support normal immune function can be a useful way of protecting your health. So we wanted to spend some time just kind of chatting about how viruses infect the body and how we can strengthen our immune system. Viruses enter the body from the environment through the respiratory tract, eyes, or breaks in the skin and attach to a host cell. They then inject their genetic material into the cell where it can replicate and produce more viruses, which can break free and then go on to infect other cells. This is known as the lytic cycle. The immune system is a very complex network of cells and proteins and provides the body's defense mechanism against infection and viruses. The immune system has a number of responses to fend off these viruses and are essential in stopping the lytic cycle and dealing with the infected cells. So cytotoxic T cells kill other cells that are infected with viruses using toxic mediators. Natural killer cells provide a backup plan when needed by releasing toxic substances to kill infected cells. The infected cells can also release molecules called cytokines, which signal neighboring cells to enhance killing mechanisms and stimulate the death of the cell known as apoptosis. And then antibodies are produced following infection. Viruses that are bound to antibodies are unable to infect the cells. So how do we help these friendly cells to fight the invading virus? The first nutritional strategy is always dietary. Research indicates that brightly colored vegetables and fruits strengthen immunity better than most supplements. So eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Aim for at least 10 servings per day. Targeted supplements can provide useful additional support. Vitamin C supports the body's defense mechanism by enhancing white blood cell function and activity. Regularly administered vitamin C has been shown to shorten the duration of colds, and higher doses during an illness can also act as a natural antihistamine and anti-inflammatory. Starting with food, we often think of citrus fruits as the best sources, and oranges, limes, and lemons are definitely on the list. Other fruit include strawberries, kiwis, papaya, guavas, persimmons, and lychees, and vegetables to include are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, yellow peppers, as well as herbs such as thyme and parsley. Zinc supports the body's natural defense system too. Zinc can help to reduce the frequency of infections as well as the duration and severity of the common cold when taken within 24 hours of onset. Oysters, red meat, shellfish, and poultry are excellent sources of zinc. Vegetarian options include legumes such as chickpeas, lentils, and beans, seeds such as hemp, pumpkin, and sesame, as well as nuts including cashews and almonds. Cheese and milk also contain zinc. Vitamin D receptors are found on a number of immune cells, including lymphocytes and macrophages, supporting healthy immune cell activation. Food sources include fatty fish such as tuna, mackerel, salmon, herring, and sardines, as well as cheese, egg yolks, mushrooms, and fortified foods such as milk and some other cereals. Vitamin A is extremely helpful in supporting the body's ability to fight infections, particularly with regard to respiratory infections. It also supports healthy maintenance of mucous membranes. You can find vitamin A in cod liver oil, beef liver, eggs, fortified milk, and cereals. Other sources include orange and yellow fruits and vegetables, as well as broccoli, spinach, and most dark green leafy vegetables. Selenium is an often forgotten about mineral, which supports antioxidant defenses, immune function, and cellular health. You can obtain selenium from Brazil nuts, fish and shellfish, and some enriched foods like breads and cereals. And then we talk about things called beta-glucans. These are important structural components of cell walls in certain organisms such as bacteria, fungi, and some plants. They can help to upregulate the immune system. Food sources include reishi, maitake, and shiitake mushrooms, as well as oats, whole grains, seaweed, and algae. We couldn't talk about immunity without talking about the gut, and probiotics contain beneficial bacteria, the so-called good guys, that not only support the health of the gut, but also influence the immune system, functioning, and regulation. Studies have shown that probiotic use can decrease the number of respiratory infections, particularly in children. They can be found in fermented foods such as sauerkraut, fermented tempeh, which is a type of soya, miso, kefir, and natural yogurt. And last but certainly not least is garlic. It contains a variety of compounds that can influence immunity. Some studies have shown that both fresh garlic as well as aged garlic extract and some other garlic supplements may reduce viral upper respiratory infection severity, as well as helping in the prevention of infection with viruses that can cause colds. And then there are behavioral prevention strategies. We all know about hand washing, of course, ideally with an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands, which can help provide the virus with a route of entry into the body. And since the average individual touches their face an average of 15 times per hour, remain vigilant. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces, especially when someone is ill. Surfaces to consider include doorknobs and phones, computer keyboards, remotes and other surfaces that are frequently touched in rooms such as the bathroom and kitchen. And then more specifically, when battling upper respiratory infections, top priorities are stay well hydrated. Homemade vegetable or bone broths, herbal teas and hot drinks such as peppermint, ginger, eucalyptus, chamomile, and hot water with lemon, honey, and cinnamon can be really helpful. Salt water gargles are excellent for loosening mucus and helping fend off bacterial throat infections. For respiratory congestion, use a humidifier, vaporizer, or steam inhaler, or spend some time in a steamy bath or shower. Vapors or inhalers can also be used with decongestants or essential oils such as eucalyptus, menthol, peppermint, or frankincense. And then we need to talk about lifestyle routines. They're a crucial part of supporting immunity. Chronic stress can negatively alter immune system responses, making you more likely to get sick. Identify your personal stress reduction strategies and practice them regularly. Sleep has a huge influence on immune function, so it's essential to get plenty of sleep. Moderate, regular physical activity helps to boost immune function system by raising levels of infection-fighting white blood cells and antibodies, increasing circulation and decreasing stress hormones. So our suggestion is to take this time to increase your immune system's strength, work on your physical health, balance your emotional health, and stop those health-sabotaging habits. Take time to connect with family, friends, and even your pets. Make that call to a friend or family member that you just haven't found time to connect with lately, or maybe even write a letter. Do you remember saying, "If I just had some time and the whole world would slow down, I would"? Let's aim to make some dreams come true instead of the virus trying to crush our dreams. We have the power to change our perceptions. This is an opportunity to make impactful health changes in our lives. Take care, stay home, and stay safe.